Onus Playhouse presents Serene Dominic Gets Played. Hello, this is Serene Dominic. I'm sorry this podcast is coming so late. I've been enjoying the summer, I guess, and also I've had some technical difficulties. I had to get a new interface for the Shop Talk. But you know, that's you love the Shop Talk. Anyway, and also I've been procrastinating because, quite frankly, this is this next album that we're going to outline that I created also during the RPM challenge in the month of February. And this is my least favorite album I've ever done. I can't say I hate this album, but it's definitely the worst. Reasons more being that I completely lost my sense of humor during it. It was kind of a somber idea to begin with. My dad had passed away the previous year for a few months, and I wanted to do some kind of tribute to him. So Cutting Taylor Modern, my dad was a tailor in Italy, and Cutting Taylor Modern was one of his textbooks when he was apprenticing to be a tailor. And that little image on the cover, the man with the knickers, you know, very 1930s-ish. Well, that's from that book. And, my dad never wanted me to be a musician to begin with. So me doing an album that pays tribute to him is going to probably be, it's probably asking for trouble. Like, subconsciously, I'm probably honoring my father by sabotaging the album. And, like I said, I had a very dramatic breakup right at the start of making this album in the month of February, before Valentine's Day. And, I was crestfallen. And sometimes that could be really good. Sometimes you could put together a really impressive set of downtrodden songs. But when it's, there's got to be a little bit of distance when it's so fresh in your mind and in your heart. You're just on this self-pitying jag. And this first song is Primitive Man, I Ask You, is just such a self-pitying jag. It's me like playing like single notes on a battered upright piano, slightly out of tune. And the idea of the song is that I just didn't have the tools to hang on to this woman and make her still love me. And, you know, I've failed. Not a great pick-me-up to start the album. But I was thinking, I guess I was thinking along the lines of Phil Collins. And I think, like, gangster rap, because I unload a bunch of shell, you know, pop a few caps at the end of the song to end it, you know, so as to imply to the listener that I want to kill myself, which pretty much I did want to, but you know, I'm too chicken shit to ever do that, so. I just started an album with a really big self-pitying rant called Primitive Man Ask You, and I ask you to listen to it now, and hopefully you'll like it. It's very old-fashioned. The melody kind of it's kind of a lift off of I Believe, For Every Drop of Rain That Falls a Flower Grows, you know, one of those old standards. And I think I put the doo-wop stuff on it a little bit later to kind of sweeten it up a bit. But I think when I handed it in at the RPM challenge, it was just the bare bones of the song and the gunshots at the end. So here it is, Primitive Man, I Ask You.
Four. This is the sound of a beating heart beating down. how loving arms behave when love's not found. Primitive man, you're scribbling in caves. Could work in holidays when she took you at face value. Now she's got sophisticated taste. Your tools are out of date. Did you really think that tack would bring her back? This is the sound of a giving man giving up. These are the footsteps after the race that wasn't won. Primitive man, stop thinking with your head. You wouldn't be more dead. There's no love left in our eyes now. Primitive man, forget your useless scroll. Those two hearts on the wall will make a walk away faster than Renee.
That's our starting gun, and we're off to the races. I just noticed a couple of things just listening back to it. Maybe I didn't totally lose my sense of humor. I did mention face value in there one time, so I guess Phil Collins was weighing heavy on my mind. And then I mentioned tack for the tack piano. Oh, and I like the way at the end of the song, I don't know if you noticed this, but the gunshots, you know, I still kept the drums going a little longer so you could hear. So it was like, okay, everybody's being picked off, but the drummer gets it. Give the drummer some. He gets it last. All right, this next song is a holding pattern. I'm sure you've been in a relationship that was in a holding pattern. It's a groovy psychedelic song. I think, yeah, it sounds to me like a Dandy Warhol song. But it's got really bitter lyrics about, and a relationship ending abruptly. Come on and do the hesitation. It don't have to be right now. Yeah, I think that was an old idea I had way, way back about doing a dance, an indecisive dance craze. the original mix of this song didn't fade out. It just got abruptly cut off. I think all the songs on this record originally just got cut off, because I was too angry at the world to fade songs out, it was more punk rock to just cut them off, but Yeah, no, it deserves its fade out or fade up. It's Come On, Do the Hesitation.
Put it out until tomorrow. Tomorrow never comes. Hope nobody asks about it. Tell them.
Next we have I've known her to be that way. This is one of my best songs, actually, on my worst record. I don't know. So far, this record sounded pretty good to me. Maybe things run out of steam later on. But you know, that could also be the fact that I went back and sweetened some of this stuff later on. There was an idea that all this, because I hated this album so much when I finished it, the idea, and I just had started Onus Records that January, like a month before all this stuff, shit happened. So my idea was that, you know what, I'm just going to see if I could find other people to record these songs. And so for this song, I got David Jensen from Before Braille to We formed a phantom group called the Braille Building, and he does a fine job singing I've Known Her to Be That Way. And to be truthful, you know, when I do the RPM challenge, you're supposed to really be doing an album from start to finish in the month of February, but the excitement of meeting that challenge, you know, if songs start coming to you in November, you're not gonna stop them. And so this song had its beginnings in November, and it's done very much like an Italian pop record. Like I love schmaltzy Italian pop from the early 70s, and you know, with the synths, you know, like, yeah, and like Bee Gees, like kind of quavering. And that's what this song has. It also has a great guitar solo by Mr. Fantastical, so you can tell that's not me. And he's a recording artist on these Sunset Alliance label. That's David Jensen's record label, and he does like a fine solo. It's very Brian May-esque. And Ed Masley wrote The Bridge, and I think The Bridge was the most telling thing because it predicts the end of the relationship, but because we were still together, I didn't want to say it, so I asked Ed to write A Bridge, which he did, and I gave him credit for it. That's a great bridge. He wrote the words to The Bridge. I already had the music to that. The sun rises and it sets on every day. Creates a halo going up and down, either way. Bacharach trick of fading out the song on the verse, leaving it unresolved. That seemed to be a trend in the early 70s for him, and also a lot of the Italian records that I listened to. They did that, especially those by Ipu. Perhaps containing my favorite couplet. I'm not a king, nor do I play one on TV. I'd stay 6 seasons on a bad sitcom to lay residuals at her feet. Yes, if that's not love, I don't know what is. And next we have, You're in Girlfriend Heaven Now. It's another, I think every album I do has a Temptations pastiche. And that's what this one is. I guess I get in those situations and I wonder, what would David Ruffin do? Well, I don't know. I don't know what he would do. But anyway, it's kind of whimsical, more whimsical than the rest of the songs on this record. He's just like, I'm trying to take the high road, and instead of saying, fuck you and everything, I'm saying, I'm relegating you to girlfriend heaven, where you'll always be up there, you'll always be right, and, no harm can come to you. The guitar riff, a really nice sounding guitar riff, that's by Jedediah Foster of The Bittersweet Way. The only thing maybe that ruins this a little for me is that the rhythm track, I mean the drums, I'm kind of doing it manually and it sounds a little clunky. But I think this is a great song, and it's got a weird little funereal coda. You're in Girlfriend Heaven Now on our cutting... I'm going to sound like a DJ. On our cutting channel modern weekend.
Retired the jersey you would wear to sleep. There's no reason now. Your number I should keep. And I you're in, girlfriend ever now.
Next song is Ginger Come Running. Now, I, as a rule, never like songs about Elvis, especially when they mention Elvis's name, you know, what's that one I hate? Midnight in Memphis, you know, or, you know, I saw the ghost of Elvis, or any song, those songs I hate. But I don't know if this was an exercise or not, but I wrote a song about Elvis's last minutes on the toilet, and complete with flushing sounds, you know, with the gong and things going backwards. A for effort, trying to come up with some new sounds, but it's a little cluttered, and I don't know. I wish I knew what the words were. I just heard them, and I can't figure half of them out, but you know, something about the seven deadly sins or whatever. But that's an okay song. I released this, you know, as part of my plan was to have different artists cover it. And I couldn't get enough original artists. And so I named this one Morbos. It was the Sunny Slope Surrealist. He has some kind of interesting backstory, too, but We'll skip that for now, and let's go on for our
cutting tomorrow weekend.
Boy, I ever see.
Okay, I promise not to do the DJ thing again. I'm sorry. I'm going to inject some levity into this. Now we get to another self-pitying call, song call. Our ship has sailed. It's pretty self-explanatory, pretty sad. I was thinking of Joe Cocker at the time, you know. So I think that's what I was trying to sing like. And I had this song earmarked for Mark Zubia of the Pistoleros. I approached him about doing it, I guess, as far as sending it to him. And he listened to it. Maybe he didn't like it. I don't know. Looking at it now, it feels like it's a little too precious. I don't know. It's all right. It's not one of my favorites. We do have background vocals from Cat Danger and Pierre Fuqua Danger, or Danger Fuqua. They were the Danger Cats. They sang some backups for Kate Brennan. That's how I met them. And they came over. They did background vocals for that one. And also, I've known her to be that way. So, a couple of others on this record, actually. I'll be sure to point them out. But I like the weird Hawaiian guitar bridge on this one. It's okay. It's not one of my favorites. I just feel like maybe lyrically, feeling a little too sorry for myself. Maybe if I can get away from that, it would be all right. But I don't know. Anyway, our ship has sailed. Kind of like a do let the sun go down on me. I'm thinking that declining chorus. Our ship has sailed.
All my life is at a standstill now. No use taking last year's calendar down. All my plans fell through, and all I have is time. All our days are flooding through. The end of days, it came as no
forgot to mention that a year later, in 2016, the very talented Zach Phillips recorded a cover version of Our Ship Has Sailed. So I was still trying to farm out those songs a year later. Yeah, because this record really never came out. It just came out as like Onus singles by a myriad of artists. And maybe that's why it doesn't, I don't know. Maybe it's why it doesn't hang together for me. I don't think I was in the frame of mind to put together an album to begin with. But so we had a strong start. I think things are starting to go into that territory I warned you about earlier where I lose my sense of humor. I think most of the songs on the second side of Cutting Tail of Modern, if we're doing the vinyl two program thing, those songs start to get more bitter and angry. I think the side one is more like sad and wistful. So hopefully you'll stay for the bitter and angry. And yeah, I think you know, actually Our Ship Has Sailed wasn't a bad song. I just don't like the lyrics, and a lot of the vocals on this album, you know, probably could have used a second or third pass, but I just didn't feel like doing it. I couldn't look at I couldn't look at it. I just wanted other people to do it. But anyway, we'll post a link on the podcast page to the Zach Phillips cover of Our Ship Has Sailed, and then the Braille Buildings, I've Known Her to Be That Way. That also had the Danger Team on there of Cat Danger and Pierre Fuqua Danger. They were on that song as well. Anyhow, hope you stick around for the second side of Cutting Tail of Modern. It'll get more personal, probably more uncomfortable. I'll probably be more uncomfortable, and we'll have to resort to cheap DJ tactics to keep myself from slashing my wrist. Until then, this is Serene Dominic, hoping all your dreams come true, and stay well and healthy, and we'll see you next time. Bye-bye.